There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
This is not funny. But it is interesting. It's actually sad. So I don't even know if we should talk about it on. Maybe Lindsay's reaction to it will be funny.
Okay.
This says it's from Anderson County. No, I read it wrong. It's not Anderson County. It's Alexander County, North Carolina. All right. So it's close to where we live. Alexander County, North Carolina. And I don't like it when they do that in the news where they'll say the county, but they don't tell you any town.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know the name of the, you know, what all the towns are in the county. I mean, I know that means that it's just rural.
Yeah.
For you to say, all right. So I mean, I'm going to have to find out what the biggest town in Anderson County is. I'm guessing it is. Do you know, Lindsay?
Oh, Alexander. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Alexander County. Yeah. It's, I guess, Taylorsville is the county seat. So Taylorsville, North Carolina, used to be the furniture capital of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a 4-year-old. So he's a little bit older than your child, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at New Beginnings Child Enrichment Center on Old Mountain Road, which is a daycare kind of thing. Let's see, let me give you more details before I hit you with it. He, was on the playground playing near a sandbox, and one of the people, the employees there, had to run over when the child was bitten by a copperhead.
No.
Yeah. You know, copperheads are bad in North Carolina, and they, yeah, and they've been, I think they, we've had a worse summer of them this year than normal, an above average number of attacks and encounters with copperheads. So the school employee went over and killed it. So they called, the boy's family said the daycare never called 911 about what happened. According to family members, the child's guardian was the one who rushed him to the hospital. Emergency services in Alexander County confirmed that they did not receive a call from the daycare. The boy's aunt said the daycare first claimed it was just a splinter or perhaps a broken hand. Ooh, I didn't know all of this.
What?
She says the information changed when the guardian arrived at the daycare. The director got up and said he got snake bit. Quote, the director got up and said he got snake bit.
Okay.
My first thought was, why didn't they call 911? My second thing was like, do the other parents even know? When I asked if the daycare alerted other parents about the incident, they declined to comment. That was from the reporter, Dave Faraday. Y'all know Dave Faraday?
Sure.
Yeah, he's the one that did this report.
Yeah, of course.
Alexander County 911 emergency says, says emergency services respond to snake bites every year in the county. They say first responders don't carry antivenom, but they do help patients before they're treated at a local hospital. Why would they not carry antivenom for the most, you know, populous snake, which is the copperhead?
You're right. We have them in our backyard, or did.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
So.
And it was in the sandbox?
Near the sandbox.
Near
the, could have been in it, but.
I was just wondering if they hang out in sand.
It just said the child was playing near the sandbox.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
A little 4-year-old getting. And so. I wonder why they wouldn't call me. I guess they thought we can, who knows? I don't want to speculate, but you know, you would think that maybe they were of the mindset, well, it'll just, we won't get any bad publicity. If we call 911, we're going to get bad publicity. People would think it's not safe here for their kids or whatever. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's not.
If he had to run over there and kill the snake, then, I mean, and they didn't call 911, then that was, it seemed like a cover up.
Yes, it does.
Right. Blatant cover up.
That makes you look way worse. Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to make yourself look better, you don't say, well, we actually thought it was a broken hand.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not helping your case for not calling 911.
Right. And also, you stupid.
And you're also a dumb idiot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See a big red bite mark. Oh, I think it's just broken.
Mm-hmm.
Similar.
But then I did see in the article where the little boy's mom, I think it was, the guardian, whoever it was, did say, well, there is a bright side to it. At least our son can poop in the potty, unlike Lindsay's.
Yeah. I was about to say, there's got to be a positive here. Good news. But so I will.
You think this daycare would take your son if he's not fully potty trained?
No. Yeah.
No way.
No,
they're badass out there. They're killing snakes in the grass, and they're not dealing with that kind of stuff.
Can you imagine anybody at your kid's daycare running out and killing a copperhead?
Never. And I was just thinking, it's funny the difference is because, like, my kid's preschool will call you for anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, Brooks bumped heads with another girl in class. They called me. I'm like, okay, that's just like a normal day for him. Like, you know, he's hitting his head all the time.
Yeah, sure, he's a boy.
But it's sweet, you know, that they caught, but I appreciate it. But then you've got the extreme. You get bit by a copperhead and you don't even call the parents.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, so, you know, you have one extreme or another.
Yeah, you don't have to warn your kids about playing with snakes. Yeah. Like, or your son.
Well.
At the school.
Oh, at the school. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just in my backyard. I'm like, kids, don't go outside.
Okay? Just so don't. How many copperheads have been killed in your backyard?
So, let's see when this was. A couple years ago, we had a dog that was, it was Kyle's dog, 15. Poor little thing. She went out in the yard, snooping around. She comes back in, and I kid you not, this was within 5 minutes. Her face was triple the size of her normal face. Swollen. Red. Come to find out, she had found a den of baby copperheads. Yes.
Yeah. Those are the worst.
So I found out. I didn't know anything about copperheads. So we had this like little ivy spot over kind of in our yard, and that's where she got into. And so we ran her to the emergency vet. It was like 8 o'clock at night. And they were like, yeah, she got bit by a ton of, she almost died. And mm-hmm. I didn't know they can't control the venom, right, or whatever.
When they release, yeah, the babies just release it all. They can't say I'm not releasing any more than this.
It's terrible.
So it just loads them up. Everything a baby's got in it, it unleashes it onto, in, you know, wherever they bite.
Yeah. So I called our landscaper the next day. His name's Edward. Bless his heart. He's super sweet. Just a little 25-year-old pumpkin. I called him and I was like, Edward, can you just go in the backyard and just like kill all this? Like, we got copperheads. I need you to kill them. He's like, well, that's not really my job, but I will buy you some snake stuff and I'll just put it down. So thank you.
Yeah. Buy you some snake stuff and put it down. They're called bullets.
Yeah. He's like, well, we'll take care of it, but that's not really, you know, we just do like yard work. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Would your neighbors be upset about killing the snakes? I mean, would they, you know, since you're killing innocent animals and all of that?
I do have one neighbor that loves a black snake, and she tells me every time she sees me. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, they're good, but like, I don't want to see them.
Yeah. You know? I don't kill black snakes anymore. I used to think a snake is a snake and I, you know, whatever, but I don't anymore. I just, like, there was one in my neighbor's screen porch right next door, like not this past summer, but the one before. And I had to go in there and I just, you know, let it out of the screen porch and just let it go. And it just crawled across her front yard, and then they had just planted grass out there, and they had that netting stuff that you put over the, and then you put the straw and all that. Mm-hmm. And so it got hung up in that on its way away from the house, and then was basically had, there was no way to get him out of it. He was choking himself to death. And also then I had to hit him with a brush hook.
Oh God.
Well,
put him out of misery.
What kind of animal rescue story is that?
It wasn't my fault. He went into the netting that where they had planted the grass.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to let him just suffer there. And also.
Well, I mean, I get it. I don't care if you killed him or not. I would have killed him way before that.
I know. I mean, that's still the point is, Riggins, that I am I'm a humanitarian.
Right. for a while. Until,
that's right.
Until you got a taste for blood and then you pull out that. What the hell is a brush hook? What is that?
It's on an axe handle.
Okay.
Like a big wooden axe handle, but it comes up and it's got a curve, like comes up like this and it's got a curve on the top of it. It's more intimidating looking than a machete. You do it that way. I think it's what the Grim Reaper carries actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One of those.
What they call us. Yeah.
A scythe.
Yeah.
A sickle, like a sickle or a scythe or something.
Let me look up a picture.
I call it a hook.
Some folks call it a Kaiser blade. I call it a sling blade.
Sling blade. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not a sling blade.
No.
We just, in Louisiana, we call it it's called a brush hook axe is what it's called.
Brush hook axe. Yep. Okay.
Brush axe.
Brush axe.
And you can get them on a handle, you know, like a short handle, or you can get them some bitches on a long, I mean, I need both.
So when you.
I can run down in the garage and get mine before the next segment and show it to you if you want me
perfect.
To.
Perfect.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
All right. So we'll take a break. I'll go get my brush hook.
Okay, good.
I can't wait.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Okay, so we have show and tell in the Extra Funny. These kids don't know what a damn brush hook is. So I had to go down there in my damn garage, go get mine. I brought it up here for y'all to see. I don't even know if it'll fit into the camera shot here.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, this is good.
So this is the handle of it.
Now, okay.
I'm swinging around here. See how long that handle is? Now I'm going to show I'm going to show y'all the business end of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
careful.
Get a little safety thing off of it, which is the cardboard that come in it.
Okay.
So here you go.
Oh, God. It's thicker than I thought.
Ooh.
Wow.
Have I heard that?
It's way bigger than I thought it was like a little hook. That's huge.
Yeah. Now they make them where you can just have a smaller version of it. But you know,
and you do what exactly?
Yeah, what are you doing with it?
You chop, you know, brush down with it, and limbs and things like that you can reach, and you just whatever you would need to cut with it. This is what the old snake got that right there.
Yeah. So how did you kill the snake? Did you just use that? Like, do you go overhand, like over your head, kind of wham down like that?
All it took was just a quick, you know, just a bump like that to, cause it's pretty sharp, and just lopped his damn head off.
And it's sharp all the way around.
Yeah.
That's from so about, dangerous. From
about here. Yeah. All the way around the thing.
Now that could kill somebody.
But, you know, I had to clean that off of there. Got a little dirt on it, but hey, maybe it's dried blood.
It could be from
that last bitch that asked too many damn questions. What else you want to know, Lindsay?
That's crazy. You can really protect your house though with that.
Well, I got other things though that are home security devices, but.
Sure. Holy but I'm just saying, worst case, if that's all you had, you're killed.
Yeah, you could go. I mean, yeah.
I want to see you use that. I want to see it in action. Chopping stuff down. I mean, that is a serious piece of
I need Jody equipment. To take a video of you chopping something down.
Yeah.
But it's not so much for chopping down. Like if you got some low-lying limbs and you want to get it like this with the hook part, you can do that.
Okay.
But it's mainly for when you got brush and stuff on the ground that you're trying to clear away and you hit it and drag it and hook it and drag it.
How much does that weigh?
Probably it's pretty
heavy.
Let's see. There's a little. Oh, whoops.
Man down.
It's hard to see in here in these dim lights, but I would say probably about 10 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
That's a serious piece of equipment.
No doubt about it. And do you wash it off after you kill the snake? Like you cut its head off? You like rinse it off or something?
Yeah, just rinse it off.
Okay.
Oh my God. The hair just stood up on my arms. I can't even talk about that.
About the snake?
Just cutting his head off.
Oh. Just cutting his head off.
Oh my God.
You get up and do what you got to do, but I don't want to hear nothing about it.
When you killed it in your neighbor's yard, did she ask you to come over and handle it, or did you take that upon yourself to like go handle it?
She asked me to come get it out of the screen porch, and she was fine with whatever I wanted to do with it.
Okay.
You know, and so, I said, well, he's not going to hurt anything, but you don't want him in your screen porch. I'll get him out of here and then he'll just go on his way. And then she called me later and said that he was stuck in the front yard in that netting stuff. She said, looks like you're going to have to kill him after all.
Oh God.
So I said, all right, let me finish my beefsteak.
Let me get my brush hook. Did you tell her how you were going to do it? Or did you know immediately, like, I need to go get my brush hook and take care of it?
Well, I knew. I just walked outside and I thought about it. I said, I can get a, you know, stick and hit him with something, but this will be quicker and easier. It's hanging up on the wall. So it's hanging up there by, you know, I have an axe and you know, some brooms and things like that up there.
Sure.
Rakes. You know, I could have hit him, like flipped a rake over, not a yard broom, but the other kind, like a dirt rake.
Yeah.
I could have flipped that over and hit him with the flat side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what my neighbor did when he came over and killed a copperhead in my yard.
Yeah.
He took a rake.
Mm-hmm. Did he refer to himself as the snake man at any time?
No.
Around here, the ladies know. They need somebody to take care of something. They called a big snake man here.
Yeah.
My neighbor, though, I told y'all she got bitten by a copperhead.
No.
Really? Yeah. Miss Shirley. You know, Miss Shirley comes to our stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it was just a few weeks ago. She just immediately stepped out onto her patio and from her house. And as soon as she stepped out of the house onto the patio, it bit her. It was hiding behind a plant or something that she had right there.
Oh, she didn't step on it.
Mm-mm.
They said that usually is how you get bit, is if you step on it or.
And she was close to it, but it was like she stepped out and it was right here already. So as soon as she stepped, it struck.
Dang.
This is going to be a dumb question. When a snake bites you, does is it quick or do they latch on?
It's quick. It's a strike and release.
Next question. You call 911. Obviously, you go. But what do they do for that? Do they? I know that surely they give you an antibiotic after the fact, but like to get out the venom.
Well, they have anti-venom, and they also have a suction thing, I think, that they can put to suck. Like if you get a snake bite kit, they used to sell these. Like if you're in the woods a lot and you are hiking or whatever. They would have these snake bite kits, and part of it was a suction cup that you kind of make a little bit of an incision and then you suck the poison out of it. Old days, they used to suck it out by the, you know, if your buddy got bitten by a snake, you would suck it out of him. Like if his leg was, and then spit. You'd see that in movies all the time.
What if a little bit got, what if you didn't spit it all out?
Well, it'd be a lot better than if a lot of it was just injected into your bloodstream. Like that. It was like that old boy. I thought I had told you this story about the two old boys that was out in the woods. They was hunting in the summertime. I don't know what they was doing out there hunting in the summer, because that's illegal. Ain't nothing in the summer you're going to be shooting at on purpose, really. So they was out there, and they stepped over a log, and a rattlesnake that was hiding there just right up and struck one of them old boys right on the end of his ding-a-ling. And so he couldn't move, but his buddy's trying to save his life. So he said, I'm gonna run back down to the ranger station there. There's a doctor in there, and I'm going to find out what I'm supposed to do, what I can do to help you. He said, you just sit tight. I'll be right back. He runs down there. He goes in the ranger station, and the doctor's in there. He said, Doc, my friend just got bit. He got bit by a rattlesnake, and I need to know what to do to save his life. So the doctor told him. He runs back to his friend. Well, wait a minute now. All right. So the doctor told him, he said, you're going to have to, wait a minute now. Hold on. No, he goes back to his friend, right? And he goes to the doctor, go to his friend. Wait. No, doctor said, you said you're going to have to suck that poison out where he got bit. If you don't suck that poison out, he's going to die. He's surely going to die. So then he ran back to his buddy, and his buddy's laying there, poison in him. He says, what did the doctor say? And the old boy goes, doctor said, you's going to die. Because he wasn't going to suck it out of his ding-a-ling. You get it? He says, you going to die.
Oh, man. A good one. But really, what would you do? Really, what would you do?
You mean if it were written to me?
Yeah. We gotta save each other's lives.
Oh. In that case, I'd find some old woman in the woods to do it.
Woman in the woods.
Some old cabin lady or something.
Sure. Yeah.
I would try peeing on it first or something. Yeah. Like, what's the...
That's like a jellyfish.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals. There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.